Use of force. Private security professionals rely on the inherent authority of wearing a uniform and carrying a badge. Many states require a private security professional to acquire a license showing the individual has obtained proper training and education. Despite these similarities to law enforcement officers, private security professionals have only the same powers of citizen arrest as any other individual. Citizens are not required to follow a security professional's commands. Each state has its own laws that outline the allowable amount of force a private security professional can use to detain a person suspected of a crime until the arrival of law enforcement. The main duty of any security professional is to observe and report. This in itself often deters criminal activity. However, private security professionals do maintain the right to enforce their employer's rights to personal property. Private security professionals may be armed with varying degrees of defenses, from two-way radios to call for backup, to pepper spray, batons, tasers, and firearms. Regardless of the level of defensive tools in the security professional's inventory, minimal force is always the legal standard. Should the security professional use physical force, there is no special immunity from prosecution. The majority of law enforcement and private security training programs use the continuum of force to identify the levels of force necessary to protect the safety or property of another. There are varying points on the continuum, such as officer presence, verbalization, empty hand control, less lethal methods, and lethal force. National Institute of Justice, 2009. Officer presence is simply the presence of the officer. In this level, no force is used, and the officer presents a professional, non-threatening attitude. Verbalization is the officer's attempt to speak to the suspect, to de-escalate or control the situation using non-threatening commands. The use of empty hand control involves both soft and hard techniques. A soft technique is to grab and hold to subdue a combative suspect. A hard technique is to use punches and kicks to force restraint. Less lethal methods involve the use of blunt objects, such as batons, to immobilize the suspect. At this level, chemical agents, such as pepper spray, may be used if the individual remains combative. Also, temporary incapacitation through conducted energy devices, CEDs, may be employed. Lethal force is used only in the most extreme circumstances, to defend the life of the security officer or other individuals, and if the situation permits, and all other methods have been attempted and failed. Lethal force is a last resort.